Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. We're out at Sun Chevy Route 19 in the South Hills. You should join us. Incredible food, incredible vehicles, and a great cause.
First responders, the real heroes in this world.
It is a first responders fundraiser. People filing in left and right. Bob Pompiani back in the studio.
And Joe, one of the people that just filed in was the winningest coach in WPIL football history.
Yes.
His name is Jim Render, a legend at Upper St. Clair, had become a very dear friend of mine. And turns out he was playing golf this morning and said he had two horrible holes to start with and then seven really good ones.
Yes.
You had six really good ones this morning and then three bad ones.
Yes.
And I think a date has been set where you too might be playing golf. And as I told Render as he was leaving, he will regret the day he ever ran into you to agree to play golf. You will have a blast with him.
I think we seem comparable, guys who are happy to break 100. And I think Lindenwood, right up the road here, might be the spot for us, Ron. Maybe a 5 o'clock date. You meet us on the 19th hole?
I would definitely consider that one. That's for sure.
I can't believe he's 80 years old, Ron. He looks like he's 60, right?
You probably weren't supposed to mention that, though.
You mentioned it on the air when he had his birthday.
No, I didn't.
You didn't say happy birthday to him?
I did say happy birthday, but I didn't put a number to it. It's like he's like somebody's wife. You don't tell your Susie's birthday today, your wife. You're not going to volunteer how old she is.
It's different in that situation.
No,
I thought you said happy 80th to him.
I didn't say that. I said happy birthday.
The cat's out of the bag now.
Well, you got a big mouth.
Hold on a second.
He's very sensitive about it.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, maybe we won't be playing golf then.
I didn't bring it up, Jim. I didn't bring it up.
I did.
Hopefully he won't hear it.
Come on, Ron. When he retired, they had to have said his age, right?
I don't know.
They must have.
But that's a little different than you saying it now, blabbermouth.
I thought you said happy birth. Here he is. January 10th, 2019, Mike White. Let's pay tribute to Jim Render. Render, 76, announced his retirement.
Okay.
Am I off the hook now?
No, you're not.
My God.
You're not. I just said something to him. How's it feel to be the big one? And he goes, oh, you had to bring that up. What are you bringing that up for? He snapped at me.
Maybe he'll snap at me on the course. Bob, let's get to Josh Rountree. You ready for that? How are you doing back there?
Doing great. Yeah, I'm just can't wait to hear what Josh's assessment was from today, because every day it changes, and he'll be the first to tell you that. Some days are good for certain guys. Other days are bad. So I'll be anxious to hear what he has to say.
I can't believe you just turned 80, Bob. That's unbelievable to me. You look fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. I'm not 80 yet, but I'm, you know, if I get there, I'll still have the same color hair. You can mark that down. Meanwhile, Josh just tweeted out.
That's because you get it colored with
yeah,
your Grecian formula or whatever.
Mark Caboli finally got a golf cart to help him out. This has been one of the stories at camp. Josh, so finally, Caboli doesn't have to work those achy Achilles that he's been doing all the way through this camp.
Yeah, needless to say, guys, Mark has been on the pup list to this point, but he hasn't been able, I don't think, to find a golf cart to help him out all that often. But one came today, and then he almost fell out of it as soon as it took off. He had to brace himself and almost took a face plant out of the golf cart as soon as it pulled off. But yeah, they helped him out today. So that all is well for Caboli, I guess.
So how are the quarterbacks today, Josh? It sounds like Trubisky didn't have his best day.
And Tomlin was mad at Pickett, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of how it's gone, I think, for the most part here in camp, where, you know, I don't think anybody had a consistently good day. Like, I don't think we've seen anybody really put together a great day from start to finish here. And that's probably to be expected, because I don't think right now that there's a great quarterback in this camp. So I guess we're getting, you know, what's been paid for. But, yeah, you know, it was funny. You know, I thought things started a little rocky for Pickett, really well for Mason Rudolph, and not so great for Mitch Trubisky. Then I thought Rudolph cooled off a little bit and was struggling during the middle portion of practice. It seemed like Pickett really kind of came alive. I thought Pickett finished really strong. He was able to lead the team down the field to end practice with basically a two-play, two-minute drive, and he hit Jaylen Warren underneath, and he ripped off a big gain up the sideline, and then he came back over the middle to Steven Sims for a bullet of a touchdown pass up the seam. And that followed Mason Rudolph, who in his own right performed very well, I thought, in the two-minute drill. I think it took him four plays, and he had a beautiful pass down the left sideline to George Pickens, who continues to just really shine here in camp, and he dropped it right in over his shoulder, and then he came back to Pickens right after that and hit him at the front court of the end zone, and Pickens made really a heck of a grab right there. And I talked to Pickens very briefly afterwards, and he said that he thought that was his best catch that he's had in all of camp so far. So overall, I thought those two guys, Rudolph and Pickett, were the winners from the quarterback side of today. I don't know which one necessarily was better than the other. I thought they were both fairly solid. And then Trubisky, yeah, I mean, I think it was just kind of average, I guess. Didn't perform well in seven shots and really didn't, again, do anything that made you say, wow.
Well, Joe mentioned that Tomlin wasn't happy with Pickett over holding on to the ball too long, or what did you see there? I don't even know who tweeted that out, Joe.
Yeah, that's
Josh
did. I tweeted that out. Yeah, you're right. So the one knock, I think, the main knock, I think, against Kenny Pickett, I'll say, is that he has had a tendency, and this is probably to be expected from a young quarterback, he has had the tendency to maybe hold the ball a little bit too long in the pocket. And it's because the reads, I think, are just developing a little bit slower for him at this point than maybe the other quarterbacks. And he's also been with the third string a lot, and that offensive line has not given him much help either. But he has held the ball a little bit. Today he had a situation where the pocket started to collapse, and he probably needed to get rid of the football early. Instead, he kind of hung on and hung on. And then he actually, after that, rolled out to his left and threw a pretty good pass to, I believe it was Tyler Vaughn's on the left sideline. And it was a really good pass, but didn't get the toes in bounds, I don't believe. And then Tomlin, after that, said, Kenny, you got to get that ball out a lot quicker. So I think that the Steelers are, I don't want to say they're losing patience, but I think that they're trying to reinforce that point that, you know, at times Pickett is holding on to the ball just a little bit too long when he's getting pressured.
Bob, do you have a question?
Well, I was going to say that I was really watching that left guard situation over the last couple of days, John, and I got to the feeling here that it's going to be Kendrick Green, and there's not going to be much of a debate about that. Is that from what you've seen? I know he's been injured, Dotson, but it seems like Kendrick Green feels much better about being over there than he did at center, and it's starting to show up, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bob. And, you know, I'll say this. You know, Mike Tomlin always says that a player's best ability is their availability, or whatever the line that he uses is. And that's kind of the case right now. You know, I think it was trending in that direction, you know, even going back to last week, where, you know, it just seemed like more and more first-team reps were going Kendrick Green's way and less were going to Kevin Dotson. And now, obviously, Dotson's out. It looks like it's a right ankle injury. He had that. He had a some sort of wrap or brace on that in practice today. He was not practicing. He was just standing around. He was walking around okay, but, again, was not practicing. And right now, I mean, hey, look, if you're not available, if you're not able to play, then that position battle goes by the wayside, and the guy that's available is going to be the guy that goes. And, you know, I think Kendrick Green definitely feels much more comfortable at left guard. I mean, he made the comment a couple weeks ago that he really did not like playing center last year, and then he kind of started to backtrack a little bit on that. But those were his words, that he didn't like being the center last year, and I think he feels much more comfortable at guard. And I think the Steelers are probably more comfortable with him being the guard as well. But to me, it's a little bit of a disappointment, because I thought Kevin Dotson was a fairly heavy favorite to retain that left guard position, and it seems like he's really done nothing to solidify himself. And in fact, he's lost a heck of a lot of ground here to Kendrick Green.
Josh, what do you expect the breakdown to be on Saturday night between the quarterbacks? Trubisky clearly going to start, maybe play a series or two, and then what happens?
Yeah, I think so, Ron. I think Trubisky's definitely going to start. I think that he'll. If I had to guess, and this is more speculation, I mean, I've heard a couple of things that that's Jeff Hathorn in the background giving me a hard time, guys. I'm
going to
tell him
this is a professional. Right? Tell him this is a professional show we're doing, and have a little respect for it, will you?
I will, Ron. I will make sure that he knows. I do apologize on his behalf. Anyways, though, the quarterbacks on Saturday, you know, from what I've just seen and then kind of gathered, I feel like they're probably going to give Trubisky maybe not the entire first quarter, but maybe 2-3 series. I think it's going to depend on how it goes for him. I mean, if he comes out and he leads 2 touchdown drives, then that's probably going to be it. I would imagine, though, you will definitely see multiple series out of Trubisky. My guess is something like the first quarter. I do think that they're going to give Mason Rudolph a pretty good run on Saturday. Like, I could imagine him maybe doing the entire second quarter and then into the third quarter as well, and then maybe Pickett comes in at some point during the third quarter for the rest of the way. So I think the bulk of what you're going to see is probably going to be Mason Rudolph. I think there's a couple of reasons for that. And I think one of the big ones is that, you know, if he does not have a future here, they need to put some tape out there for people to see. They need to put some tape out there. I do think the Steelers will at some point here really explore a trade for Mason Rudolph. I've kind of heard that they're thinking, you know, along those lines on what they want back as far as a price. But obviously they need to get some tape out there on the guy. And if they are going to trade him eventually, they need people to see him in game action here this year with this team. And obviously that's going to be a chance, I think, on Saturday. So I think you'll see Trubisky start, then a pretty heavy dose of Mason Rudolph, and then you'll see Pickett finish out the game, probably either at the start of the fourth quarter or, you know, some point during the third quarter, and he'll get a pretty good look as well.
Josh, thanks a lot, man, for taking the time, and we'll talk to you again from camp.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Apologies again for Jeff Hathorn's nonsense.
Yeah. You tell him it's inexcusable from a pro like him, okay?
I will do that. I promise.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.